Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The 96th National FFA Convention and Expo is underway this week in Indianapolis, and our coverage of Oklahoma FFA members in Indy is being powered by Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Watch for our stories and interviews on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, in our daily email, on our radio stations across the region, and on Facebook and Twitter. Oklahoma Farm Bureau supports the youth of our state and reminds you, together, we are rural Oklahoma.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, through great partners like the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and Sidwell Enterprises, the Grown Tour took place in Enid, Oklahoma last week, where registered dietitians who are nutrition experts had the chance to come and see the beginning of the food processing chain. Our intern, Macy Carter, had the opportunity to visit with Sherry Glazier, the Dirt Road dietitian, about educating people on where their food comes from.
We are facilitating an event that we tabbed Grown, so it basically is the coming together of Oklahoma's agriculture experts and our nutrition experts. And so through our state dietitian academy, Oklahoma Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, came to me and they're like, we want more ag-focused events. And I said, you've come to the right person. Be able to bring registered dietitians who are the nutrition experts to come to really see the beginning of the food chain, the food process, right? We talk so much about the nutritional attributes of food, help people grocery shop and all the things, but there's just a gap of understanding of actually the hands and the boots and the science that goes into raising and growing our food that we know and love.
With plenty of misinformation out there, Glazier said it's rare for folks to have the opportunity to visit with people who actually grow and raise the food.
Yeah, so nutrition stories. And sometimes the nutrition story starts with the family that raises it, right? So there's just so much misinformation surrounding agriculture, stemming from social media, documentaries, all of the things, that it's rare to have an opportunity to truly talk to the people that actually raise and grow the food. And so ultimately, the goal, Wheat Commission, check off, wheat farmers' dollars, they're my own dollars, right? So we farm and ranch as well, too. And so to be able to allow them an opportunity to connect with these ultimately end-user consumers is something that me as a dietitian, I want these partners to be able to do.
To hear the complete conversation with Sherry Glazier and Macy Carter, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, after a weekend of interviews, tests, and interaction with the National FFA Officer Nomination Committee, Braden Heisler of Waucomas has received his letter confirming that he has advanced into the second round of being considered for one of six positions as a National Officer of the FFA organization for the next year. Heisler's also part of a very unique group. Four undergrad students at the Ferguson College of Agriculture at OSU were in the original 35 students from across the United States that were nominated as national officer candidates by their states. All four of them, Braden Heisler of Oklahoma, Aaron Allison of Georgia, Amara Jackson of Michigan, and Justin Sharp of Oregon, have all advanced to the Phase 2 group of 21 remaining candidates. We'll be covering the event as each year the National FFA organization selects six student members to represent the organization as a National FFA officer, so we'll let you know how everybody does. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.